the explanation to why you were off? Was it mechanical? Was it?
No, it was just execution. It was like literally inches. You know, there's a whole bunch of plays I think about that literally we always hit, and for whatever reason, sometimes it was a good feat and the route was good and we just missed by an inch, you know, and sometimes, you know, that happens in practice and you never want it to happen in a game, but to be honest, it was just execution.
When you lose like that, like the 10-day break and kind of heal up here at this time of the season, or would you rather get right back on the field?
I'd rather, you know, play Friday night, you know. You never like that, have that taste in your mouth of a loss, you know, but I'll always take a break. You know, it's just more time with my family.
Sort of a wake-up call, too, for the team this late season after they're running off all their
jerseys. Yeah, I mean, I think we've been pretty awake all year. I think that we just lost a football game.
What is being 1-1 away from the playoffs mean to you, considering where you started your first year?
Yeah. Yeah, starting 0-10 was not fun. It makes these moments so awesome. You know, it makes these moments really cool to, you know, already have 10 wins, and those things. But I know for our team, you know, our sole focus is beating the Chargers, because if we don't, then we're still sitting there, you know, hoping and wishing. So our focus is just going down to San Diego and just trying to come out with a win. That's right.
Into the pocket some. What have you seen from him on tape? Get another dynamic pass rusher in this division.
We don't have enough in this division. We obviously don't have enough. He plays with great effort, they do a great job of moving him. And, you know, he does a real good job of, moving, on the line of scrimmage and things like that. They put him on different spots. You know, they try and, move him at different positions, they do a really good job. You know, they have a great defensive coordinator, very smart coach, and he knows what he's doing with him, and he uses him to his strengths. He really does. And so, we have our hands full, obviously, but, we're looking forward to it.
On the default to Omari, the one that mysteriously moved at the end.
Yeah.
Able to tell what happened to it, or what?
I didn't. When I threw it, I was just watching Omari, because I let it go, and it looked good, until something definitely happened. We don't know what happened, but something definitely happened. It sucks to look back on, but it really doesn't matter, at this point. But something happened, I just don't know what.
Do you think that after losing a game, does your team come back with any different result, focus, or as a professional, does it matter at all?
It definitely matters.
Even in terms of the focus, with your practice today,
Oh, no. I got you. You know, obviously, whenever you lose, you think back and, like, can I do something better? But, like, for the 99.9% of it, it's going to be the same. You know, you go out there because we believe in the process that we've done. You know, we believe in what, the practice plan coach lays out. We believe in our game plans that our, staffs lay out. And so everything, for me, stays the same. You know, I don't treat, we lost. Oh, man, well, now I need to do something different, for when – for 13 or, however many weeks before, it was fine, you want to stay the same, but obviously, if there's little things you can tweak, there's definitely little things, but for the most part, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, something that's become a story over the last couple of games is what you said about reaching out to Johnny Manziel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, what have the interactions been between the two of you over the last
couple of days? Yeah, it's been good. He obviously took good to it. He reached out, and I reached back out to him, and anything I could do to help him. I think he's extremely talented. People get drafted in the first round for a reason. He could run, throw. He's a very creative, dynamic player. Obviously, he just got in a little trouble, and we'll see. I don't know where it's going to go. There's no plan or anything like that, but that's just me being me. I'm just trying to help a friend out, to be honest. I'd leave that between us. I wouldn't put anybody else's business out there either. I'd just keep it between us. But anything I could do to help, I'm here for him.
Have you spoken to him?
I have spoken to him, yeah.